Hi, world. Thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not the Last Time. I'm Marquita here with a word of encouragement. The topic for today is timeout. In sports, we know the coach or the members of the team have the authority and the power to call a timeout. And those timeout moments are necessary whether a player or the players need to take a break. They need to come back in and review those plays that they have been practicing and conditioning themselves for all week. Maybe it's a time for them to look and observe their weaker areas in the game as well as the weaker areas of the opponent so they can go forth with a new strategy and plan to be victorious. Well, whatever the reason for the timeout is necessary. And that's why it's so important as men and women of God that we step back and we call some time out moments in our own lives. It's time out for us doing the same thing and living the same way. And we know it's not pleasing to God. We know we're being lazy in the spirit and we're really not going forth and fulfilling what God has called us to do. It's so easy to get comfortable and caught up in our day-to-day life. And we have that moments where we sit back and we go, wow, nothing has changed. Nothing has progressed. I'm in the same state of mind. And that is not God's desire for our life. God wants us to go higher and higher. God wants blessings and favor to fall on us. God wants us to have the wealth, the health, the favor, the blessings. God wants his people to be such a blessing to this world that we overthrow this world, meaning that we bring heaven, the love of God, the love of Jesus Christ to earth, changing the lives of people and showing them who God truly is. That's why no matter where you are in your journey, as men and women of God, that we step back and we call some time out so we can observe ourselves. Look at our weaker points and look at the weaker points of our opponent, Satan, that we review our playbook, the word of God, and that we apply it so that we can come out victorious. And most importantly, that we rest, that we fast and we pray so that we can hear God even the more clear, that we deny ourselves some of these fleshly things so that we can hear God even the more better. Call that time out, regroup it, and be sure that however you're living and whatever you're doing, that it's pleasing and acceptable to God, and that you are continuously growing in your faith. Stop beating yourself up. We all have dropped the ball. We've all have messed up. We've fumbled. We've traveled. We've all done it. We've had some of those calls called out on ourselves. But you're still victorious. We're still winners in Christ Jesus. Job 8:7 says it like this. And though your beginning was small, your latter days will be very great. Keep your mind on the word of God. If you fumble, if you travel, whatever charge or technicality that may come against you in life, don't give up. Don't get mad that you get back on the sideline and you throwing a hissy fit. But go back, observe, pray, call that time out, regroup, get yourself together. Go before the throne of God, the coach, the head of our life, our Lord and our Savior, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Get yourself together and get back out there. Get back out there in this life and do it better. We all need those timeout moments, and they're only to help us so that in God we will continue to be victorious, for we can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. Thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not the Last Time. I pray something was said that can be a help to you or to someone you know. I would also like to say thank you to my subscribers. If you would like to be a subscriber of I Pray This Is Not the Last Time, be sure to select the subscribe link and subscribe to my channel. Now, before you go, I would also like to say a special prayer to cover and keep you as you go throughout this day and this week, that may help you to remember to take those time out moments in your life. Gracious and eternal God, we come before you saying thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you will continue to do in all our fumbles and all our traveling, Lord. We just thank you for being God. We thank you for your extended love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for the plan that you put forth for us to follow your mighty word. May it never lose its power. It will never lose its power, Lord God. May we continue to stay in you, Lord God. Seek you in all things. So when trials and tribulations come, so when the enemy throws his fiery darts, Lord God, we will not be shocked or surprised, Lord God, but know that it's coming. We know the enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy, but we will continue to trust you, seek you, obey, and be who you have called us to be in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord. May we not get so caught up that we forget to step back and observe ourselves and our families so they know that everything that we're doing, saying, and how we're living is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. We love you, Lord God. We give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen.